up, searching my eyes.
Really?
I nod. When Miguel showed me the unedited photo that day outside the supermarket, I stared at it in the same dumbfounded way Zoe is staring at it now. And then Miguel showed me more photos. And then he showed me messages that Connor had sent him. Not imaginary, made-up messages, but words that Connor had actually written. I felt sickened and healed all at once. Sickened because I was a pretender meeting the real thing. Healed because there was suddenly no need to pretend anymore. Connor did have a friend.
"They look so happy together," she says.
"They do." I reach into my pocket and hand her a folded piece of paper. "I'll send you the photo, and this is Miguel's number, in case you want to ask him anything." I struggled with this decision for a long time. Why would I willingly draw attention to the very thing I've been struggling to leave behind? Because, well, when I look at that photo of Connor and I see him smiling, I'm left with this feeling that maybe for a while there, despite what happened afterward, Connor experienced some brief happiness. I thought Zoe and her parents would want to know that. And so, for once, I decided to be brave. Zoe stands still, biting her lip.
"Thank you," she says quietly, slipping the paper into her pocket.
She looks down.
"It's been a hard year."
"I know. I want to commiserate, but I have no right to. I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I didn't really know what I would say, but then I decided to call anyway."
"I'm happy you did."
My pills correct the chemicals, but Zoe is medicine for the soul. Her words mend my mangled world. "I wish we could have met now. Today. For the first time."
Her eyes bluer than the sky.
"Me too.
Maybe we are meeting for the first time. This is the truest me I can be. I'm just sorry I got here so late." "I should probably go," Zoe says. The letdown. "Of course. It's just exams are this week. No, totally." She smiles and turns to go. I still have so many questions. I choose one. "Can I ask you?" I say. "Why did you want to meet here?" She pauses and gazes out over the land, absorbing it all.
"I wanted to be sure you saw this."
I stare out, making sure I really see it. The immensity. It's all there. The past, present, future. As Zoe drives off, I fight the emptiness with words. I finish my letter. Maybe someday some other kid is going to be standing here, staring out at the trees, feeling alone, wondering if maybe the world might look different from all the way up there. Better. Maybe he'll start climbing one branch at a time, and he'll keep going. Even when it seems like he can't find another foothold, even when it feels hopeless, like everything is telling him to let go.
Maybe this time he won't let go. This time he'll hold on. He'll keep going.
I pocket my phone and return to the view. To sit back and watch is no longer possible. It never was, it turned out. I step onto the pristine grass. It feels like an invasion, but a voice inside reminds me to loosen up. I don't pretend that I knew him before, but he's always with me now. We're weaving in between trees, careful not to disturb, on a mission. We mean no trouble. There are so many of us, the lonely souls. All of us who helped build this. Those who will watch it grow. Those we've lost. We march on together. Climbing, falling, soaring. Trying to get closer to the center of everything. Closer to ourselves. Closer to each other. Closer to something true. A note from the authors. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a staggering 123 suicides occur every day on average in the United States. This story is a work of fiction, but the reality is that anyone anywhere can feel as if they have nobody to reach out to. No one should ever feel they have to suffer in silence, We need to keep talking about mental health and continue to reach out to those who might be suffering. If you or a loved one are in need of help, please know you are not alone. The following organizations are good resources. Child Mind Institute, childmind.org. Dedicated to transforming the lives of children struggling with mental health disorders and learning disorders. Crisis Text Line, www.crisistextline.org. Crisis Text Line is free, 24/7 support for those in crisis. Text 741-741 from anywhere in the U.S. to text with a trained crisis counselor. The Trevor Project, www.thetrevorproject.org. The leading national organization providing crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ youth. This has been a Hachette audio production of Dear Evan Hansen, the novel, written by Val Emick with Stephen Levinson, Benj Pasek, and Justin Paul. Read by Ben Levi Ross, Mike Feist, and Mallory Bechtel. Produced by Christine M. Farrell. Directed and recorded by Michelle Figueroa. Post-production by Chris Candio. Instrumental of Requiem and Only Us performed by Dylan Condor. Lyrics from Requiem and Only Us used by permission. All rights reserved. Words and music by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. Copyright 2015, Pick in a Pinch and Breathe Like Music. Administered worldwide by Cobalt Songs Music Publishing. Dear Evan Hansen is also available in print and digital formats from Poppy, an imprint of Little, Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2018 by Stephen Levinson, Benj Pasek, Justin Paul. Audio production copyright 2018, Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.